Chris here. Just wanted to say merry and happy holidays. We planned on doing some episodes, but kind of work got in the way for me. So hopefully we'll be back in about a week. If not, we hope you enjoy your holidays. Here's kind of our best of episode with a bunch of lightning rounds, maybe some questions. Well, I'll put them all together. So have a happy holidays and hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks again.
Here's one night for you.
Okay.
Oh, first off, who's like your, if you had like a celebrity crush, who would it be?
Let's see. Probably still Natalie Portman, dude.
Okay. This is, so would you rather have sex with a person that's the top half of Natalie Portman and the bottom half of Hulk Hogan, or the top half of Hulk Hogan and the bottom half of Natalie Portman?
Bottom half Natalie Portman, top half Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's disgusting. I would have gone the other way around.
Oh, dude, because I want the vagina. I don't want to be sport fighting.
He's looking at you. What you gonna do, brother? What you gonna do, brother, when you're running train on me, brother?
Holy shit.
Okay. Oh, brother.
Over, you put in the butt, and you're like, brother now, brother.
It's a brother now. It's a brother now, brother.
Manhole inspector.
Who's the brother now?
Yeah, man. Well, talk shit. I got shit talk for you, brother. Hell yeah, brother. Which one would you do?
I totally would have done the other one with Natalie Portman on the top.
Yeah, but then what are you fucking do with a dick?
The butthole.
You're in the vagina.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brother. What you got to do, brother?
You know how old and decrepit his asshole is?
But you're looking at the top half of Natalie Portman.
Yeah, but it's...
You're not... Natalie Portman isn't thick down there. So it's...
So you're saying...
I'm just saying it looked like Hulk Hogan, but without a
man. You see what he could do with the wrestling moves? He could wrap those legs around you, bro.
Yeah,
death grip, never let go of you.
But we're not saying his mind. Like, if the bottom half, it's not Hulk Hogan's mind on the bottom, so he's not attacking me.
No, but it's gonna know those moves.
Well, your person would know the moves because it's Hulk Hogan up top.
Oh.
He'd be like, "Ooh, brother, remember when I beat Macho Man Savage, brother? Ooh.
Make him tear his freaking
Remember when I, like, dropped the rock, brother? Yeah, that feels good, brother."
Yeah, I would definitely do the bottom half.
Oh, that's weird. I would have thought you went the other way.
Yeah, I thought you went the other way, bro.
Brother.
I guess we're both wrong, brother. Bro-ham. Oh, man, that was a good one. I was not expecting that. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother. That's enough, brother. that's what this episode is going to be called. It's going to be called Yeah, Brother.
Hashtag Yeah, Brother.
Yeah, brother. You're pounding me hard, brother.
I'm rethinking that. I don't know if I can say that.
Looking for mustache, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he can give me a mustache, right?
Brother,
hey man, that was a really good imitation. I just know that sound.
Let's figure this out. Hulk Hogan would sound like, yeah.
Would you rather shit your pants in public or drop trow, crap the street, and move along in shit-free pants? Either way, everyone sees what you're doing.
So if I poop my pants, no one sees?
I mean, they still see you got the stain in the back of your pants and it's dripping down your leg. So if you've got shorts on, it's dripping down. Or if you've got jeans on, it's moving down your leg out of your leg hole.
Well, if I'm gonna take a shit and then people are gonna see it, I'm just gonna drop trowel and drop a juice and be clean at least so I can keep walking versus me being covered in shit.
I can just imagine you doing that.
Yeah, I would too, dude. Just like that one chick that one night we went to go get pizza.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, we do.
She just dropped her right in front of us, and we're like, okay, John's winking at me. What is she doing?
That was so weird. And her friends are around too.
Yeah, and they were just like, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "You're bent out over in front of me taking a piss."
It's like, oh, I'm the weird one for looking at you taking a piss out in the middle of the street.
It's your vagina's blowing me kisses like right now. I can see it. Stop it.
Let me change the location. Even if okay, not in the middle of the street. What if it's like anywhere you feel like it? If you had to do it at the mall during Black Friday.
Okay, then in that case I would if there's people around that I knew, if there's just a bunch of strangers, you know, and I really, it depends on the situation. Like did you ever see that new episode of that show True Vandal season 2? No. On Netflix?
No.
Well, this episode is about some kid put laxative, because he was being bullied, he put laxative into the lemonade or whatever. And they're all just like, if it's like that, right, it's uncontrollable, I'm going to drop trow.
In front of people you know? Is that what you said?
I would do that. I would do that if I had to. Is it uncontrollable, or it's like I can control my bowels? Or is it like straight up like explosive diarrhea?
I'm going to say...
It's like one and done. Just you push it and it's done. And just like, it's like, I'm sitting there for like 5 minutes pushing this shit out.
I can't imagine. It's like enough time to where you could have gone somewhere, but instead you're pushing it out with so much pressure that you're trying to get it a little turd out of here. It's coming out super slow out of your butthole.
As I'm saying, man, I got a turtle head poking. Can I make it somewhere?
Fuck. Let's say. Okay, let's make it. I'm gonna make it awkward as possible. It's not diarrhea, so you could have held it, but you just decided to do it right there.
So that it wouldn't run down my leg.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. It's not running down your leg. It's not running down
my
leg.
I'll keep my pants on.
And just poop.
Yep, just fucking poop my pants. Just like Jimmy, poop my pants. Okay. Hi, my name's Jimmy. I'm new kid. Now I just poop my pants.
Okay, so were you saying if it's a solid, then you're keeping your pants on? What if it's diarrhea?
I'm going to let it run.
Either way, you're putting your pants on?
Everywhere.
Oh, I don't know. I've pooped my pants a couple of times. It's not fun. I guess you were a kid, so people do know.
Yeah, but there's worse things than pooping yourself.
What's worse than pooping yourself?
Getting your pee-pee chopped off?
Oh, in general, yes, there's worse things that you're talking about in this realm.
Having dysentery while pooping yourself.
That is pooping yourself.
Bloody poop, or no?
No, I guess sometimes it's bloody, yeah. I think if I had to, I would just drop trow. I'd rather be clean.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you don't have to worry about, what if it's a ghost poop? You know, you don't have to wipe or nothing.
Yeah. And if you do, you got that deep Asian squat. A lot of time it is the ghost poop.
What's that Jack Black movie where they had that spray to make the dog poop go away?
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, dang it. It's definitely a movie with Jack Black where they have like this spray and makes dog poop go away. You should get some of that.
Is that what the whole movie is about?
I think so. Like, it's set on that premises.
That is the weirdest premise I've ever heard.
Or is it Be Kind Rewind? Is he in that?
No? He's in Be Kind Rewind. He is in that.
Did they do like something with like a poop being on or something?
I don't remember that. I just remember they did a bunch of parodies.
I'm going to have to ask Alexa later.
No, she heard you. She heard you
say Nope, didn't say it loud enough.
Okay. Anyways, that was our first lightning round question. Next.
Let me get one for you. Let's see. Right. Would you rather have penis-sized nipples or a nipple-sized penis?
Penis-sized nipples or nipple-sized penis? Oh, nipples. Nipples all day.
Because you always chop off your nipples.
That's right. I guess it depended whose penis it was.
What if he had like pepperoni nipples though?
Yeah, because what if if there were my wiener on my nipples, they'd be super long. But if there were your wiener on my nipples, it'd be the tiniest nipples I've ever had.
You'd be like micro titties.
Yeah, it depends on who you had.
You gotta choose your poison.
Did you answer this one already?
No, I would definitely do the, let's see, have a penis-sized nipples or nipple-sized penis. Penis-sized nipples.
Okay, yeah, that's, we're also in agreement there.
Yeah, big titties.
well, not titties, just the nipples.
Big titties and no nipples.
Would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago or be poor but live today?
Filthy rich and how many years ago?
400 years ago. So it'd be...
I'm already poor living now. I'll stay that one.
I'll stay now. Hold on. Let me do the math. Let me do the math.
400 years ago sounds like too much racism. I'll pass.
1619. Yeah, what was
that? Fuck that. My dark ass would be yup.
Yeah, being rich in those days would be just like... being the coolest guy and I don't some stupid shit, I don't know.
I would definitely be one of those guys to be going down history as, hey, there's that rich guy that was dark that died.
Yeah, didn't people in that day thought if you had a headache the best way was to like drill a hole in your brain?
Yeah, right. Speaking of that, like, man, what were they thinking back then? We think we know about medicine today, and like back then we didn't know shit.
Yeah, but think about today. People still think the earth is flat. And people still believe these crystal lamps can cure your sickness by having them in your room.
I mean, hey, man, you got to get those crystals and charge your energy, okay, bro? Yeah, they got to out.
Yeah, they got to charge my chakras or funnel my chakras or whatever it's called.
It's align your chakras, bro. I think. I don't know. I'll ask my Wook buddies and see.
I'll ask Mary Kondo or whatever her name is. And see what makes me happy. Does it bring me joy?
So let's see. Do you have any more lightning round questions?
Yes, I have one more. Do you have any more?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So would you rather have one bad day and then live out the rest of your life normally, or have no bad day but everything comes easy to you, like you would have no hardships, like if you wanted to be the best in basketball, you just go out and you're automatically the best in basketball, or like everything you would do, you don't even try, you're the best at it.
It sounds tempting and I want to say yes, but I think I would say the first one, like have one bad day and then everything else is good from there. Was that what it was?
Yeah, everything. It's like have one bad day and then you have to, just like normal, you work for everything. Like you would appreciate it more.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that one. I mean, everyone wants the other one, but realistically, the other one sounds nicer because if you're good at everything, let's say for example, I'll use video games. Mm-hmm. I like to watch a lot of my friends play them versus playing them myself because they're better at it than I am. You know, so I don't want to necessarily be the best at everything because where's the fun in that?
Yeah, see, that's what one friend said, but me and another friend went with the other one. Like, we would totally want it easy. never do anything.
But then you have it easy, and then you're like, look at all those people who have it easy and like all depressed and shit. They don't know what hardships are, like you said. Like,
yeah, that's what
makes you appreciate the things you have, the things you're going through.
That's what he said. He said it would be boring. You'd probably blow your brains out because everything was so easy for you.
Yeah, exactly. Everything would be so... You'd become numb to one point because anything you did or wanted, nothing could top it. So you're the top.
Yeah.
So you would never know that feeling otherwise. For instance, let's say you learn a trade and you become better at it. Mm-hmm. You're automatically good at it. You can't become better at it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no better. You are always at the top of your game.
Yeah, so and I think it'd be cool at first and be fun, but I think after a decade or so, you'd be burnt.
See, I would. My thing was because you didn't know.
If
you didn't know any hardships, then you wouldn't know a difference. You'd be like, oh, this is just normal for me.
Or would you be able to look at other people and realize their hardships and put yourself in their perspective? You know, have some empathy. And
yeah,
you know, reflect on them, be like, well, look, they're having this and I have this, I could show, you know, it can go either way.
Yeah, that's true. Could go either way. I would still go with the easy route.
I would go this route, the other route, because I'm currently going through it. You know, I mean, I can attest to it. I think we all can.
Yeah, it's about the journey, man. It's not about the destination.
Yeah, man, good quote. You should write that and put it on your wall above your bed.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
It's like anytime when everyone walk into your house, I see the live, laugh, love.
Yeah, live, laugh, love. I'm like, wow, this guy knows how to live. To laugh and laugh. Love.
Yeah, what a triple threat.
Yeah, he's perfect.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good one, though. It made me really think.
Yeah.
It's like hardships versus having everything. Everybody wants everything they want. So.
Yeah. I think that's what he was saying, too.
Put in work. Like the people who ask those questions, all three. I know the group that you're with that you got that question from. Thinking about how they would answer that is interesting.
Oh, I'm sure they don't mind. Shout out to Kyle. Shout out to Blake and Emily. what would you think? Who do you think would answer which way?
I think Blake with the hardships.
No, Kyle with the hardships. Blake and me with the easy life.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I thought it'd be the other way around. Well, I can see Kyle because, I mean, Kyle's one of those guys where he feels things, you know, but he doesn't really share.
He's a feeler.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of emotions, which is not a bad thing, because so am I. But I think I understand where he comes from with that. But I can also see Blake's, too, because, I mean, hell, who doesn't want that for their family and everybody? Because not just him is going to be benefiting from it.
Yeah.
His entire family will.
Yeah.
He's thinking of it that way versus me, I'm being selfish and just thinking me.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Because he has a family to think about.
He does. Three kids.
So that's completely different. Wife. Yeah.
So if he can put food on the table for them and provide for everybody, yeah, dude, that completely changes it.
For sure.
Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or no one show up to your funeral?
No one show up to my wedding.
Whoa, why?
Actually, now I think about it. No one show up to my funeral because I'd be dead.
Yeah, that's what I went with. I don't care.
Well, now, when you said that, it kind of registered.
Because I think wedding is all. Well, the weddings we've been to anywhere are more like parties and like open bar.
Usually, if both sides of the family are cool, it's going to be a huge celebration.
Yeah, a huge celebration.
It's the coming together of two families, and usually my friends are going to be friends with her friends.
Yeah.
So.
Like the amount of times I've been married, that was crazy, huh? Tons of drinks, everyone was dancing.
Well, the way I see it is, you could have multiple marriages, you can only have one death. Wow. So they say.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Wow, that's a whole can of worms, dude.
Knowledge.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I like more than knowledge? Seriously? Knowledge. Remember that guy, Ty Lopez? You don't like more than two of these.
I got my Ferrari.
It's in my garage.
Look at these books. Surrounded by these
books.
Jesus Christ.
This podcast is sponsored by Ty Lopez. Yeah,
thanks, Ty Lopez, for sponsoring. There's a car just stopped here. You think they're listening in our podcast, man? Hey, this is unedited. You can't listen to this.
He's typing into GPS. He's like, how the fuck do I get home?
He's trying to find average advice on iTunes.
He's like, this Anchor app doesn't work properly.
I'd definitely choose nobody at my funeral because, first off, I'd be dead, so no one knew.
Yeah.
But I also feel like by the time you're at your, well, natural death, people around you have also started dying. So who's going to be there anyway?
Yeah, and the way I see it is funerals are kind of, it's one of the things, it's not really a celebration. And you're celebrating someone's passing. That's not very fun. Yeah. It's a hard time for everybody. Weddings, there's usually all good things wrapped around that.
Yeah, usually.
There's good feelings. And it's coming together of celebrating things.
Yeah.
So I think I'd want that route just because, heck, who doesn't want to be around all their favorite people and happy?
Yeah, that's what I think. So
yeah, we agree. That's a good one.
Number two. This is about a crush again. Would you still say Natalie Portman?
Sure. Okay. Natalie. She's engraved in my mind.
Okay. If you had a 50% chance of getting HIV from being with Natalie Portman, would you date her?
Which HIV?
HIV. What do you mean, which?
I'm thinking STD, sorry.
No, HIV, like, it'll turn to AIDS. 50% chance.
So every time I sleep with her, I have that chance?
Every time you sleep with her, you have 50% chance of getting HIV. Would it make a difference if it's just one time? Like, just to
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say you had one night with Natalie Portman. You have 50% chance of getting HIV.
Well, hell yeah.
You know? Cool. Hell yeah, okay.
Natalie Portman. Hey, man, just like that dude said it.
This question was going to get longer because I was going to go down, but you said yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's play the devil's advocate. Okay. Let's say you said no. All right.
60%. Wait, do I go up or down? You messed it all up.
I messed up the calculation.
Oh, no. Yeah, it'll go higher.
Yeah.
You had 75% chance of getting HIV. For one night.
Mm-mm.
No?
Uh-uh.
I had a friend that even 1%, he would say no. I would take 1%.
I would take 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, 99%. But then, you think about
it, it's also a gamble. 1% versus 99%. It's a gamble regardless. That 1%.
Oh, yeah. Even 0.1%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, there's no cure for that, right?
There is, but you still have it, but your levels are low. So you still have HIV, but... There's only one guy in the world that I know of in research that is cured from HIV.
Yeah, that guy's probably not going to. Yeah, no. He's not going to share his secrets.
No, he did share secrets. He had a bone marrow transplant in Germany.
Oh yeah, it's not going to ever happen in the U.S.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Okay, we'll even make it lower. Oh no, let's up the stakes. Say it's not Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Let's say the next girl you meet is your future wife.
Okay.
You have a 50% chance of getting HIV from... Oh, no, let's just say your wife has HIV. Would you...
Of course, because she's my wife and I knew she had it. I'd have a chance at every time anyways. Wow. So, I mean, that's knowing that you're going into that.
So you went on a date, she's like, full disclosure, I have HIV. Let's continue on with the date.
Well, it kind of segues into one of my questions here. We'll hit on in a second.
Oh, okay. So I'll keep going then.
But yeah. I'll go into that. That's actually a good topic.
I think I would say, I don't want to be a dick, but HIV is kind of a hard thing to get over.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you're dealing with for the rest of your life every day.
We'll get there later. Okay. Would you rather legally change your last name to Hitler or Bin Laden?
Bin Laden.
Rashad Bin Laden.
Yeah, it works. It sounds better than Rashad Hitler.
You're just going by sound.
People would be like, hey, he's a terrorist Nazi? No, he's just a straight up terrorist.
Oh, your name wouldn't be. Oh, so, wait, your no, name wouldn't would be Rashad Bin Laden Hitler. It's not gonna be. It's what. What Rashad mean? Hitler.
Yeah, it does not sound. Rashad Bin Laden sounds
Chris
better.
Hitler.
Not just that, but. Yeah, it doesn't sound. It doesn't have a nice ring to it. Rashad Hitler?
Yeah.
I don't look like a Hitler.
You're saying, oh, you don't look like. No one's gonna be thinking you don't look like a Hitler.
Yeah, they will.
They're gonna be like, this last guy's named Hitler.
Yeah, but. When you say Hitler, the name rings out versus Bin Laden. Most people think Osama Bin Laden.
Yeah.
So I can think I can get out of Bin Laden.
I don't know what I would do.
Bin Laden.
That you'd be like, it's not Bin Laden, it's Bin Laden.
Yeah.
You'd like, yeah. Be like, oh, okay.
Like, what do you mean?
Cool.
Like, Bin Laden, your band waiting for you, lady.
Bin Laden, your band. Wait, Bin Laden, your band. Bin Laden? Actually, it's Bin Laden.
I've been laden. It's a French twang to it.
It's not Hitler, it's Heitler. It's
the flick of the wrist. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what I would... I think I would just do Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of rhymes. Christopher Hitler. Last lightning round question here. Would you rather wake up naked and sore without any memory of the night before next to Kevin Spacey or next to R. Kelly?
What the? This is a triggered question.
Yeah, you gotta choose one or the other.
Read it again.
Would you rather wake up naked and sore without any memory of the night before? Let's say you're sweaty, you wake up in a dark room, and you turn to your right, because I'm assuming you're laying on the left side of the bed. Turn to your right, and... Snoring, still asleep, but looking right at you, is either Kevin Spacey or R. Kelly.
Kevin Spacey. Why? Because he's got more. He's a chill dude. Like he'd be like.
He's a chill dude.
He'd be like sitting there looking at
you.
He's
not a chill dude. He's a child dude.
Well, exactly. He'd treat me like a child. Versus R. Kelly would try to piss on me.
Yeah. He treat you like a child that he fucks.
Well, I mean. Like, either way, they're both fucking me in this scenario because you don't remember.
No, yeah, we'll say it. Well, You don't remember, but you're not sure if he is.
I'm pretty sure they both would be. In this scenario, they both are. Let's put it that way.
He's like, Rashad bin Laden. I just laid in you.
Oh, I'm like, oh, let me see your house of cards. Oh, man. Yeah, I would go with, just because I've seen more shows with him, I feel like being more comfortable with him.
You're cuddling with this dude.
Hey, man. Comfortable. Big spoon or little spoon? Choose your player color.
He's like, what's in the box? What's in the box? My wang. Oh,
man. No, R. Kelly just seems like... He seems like he'd be very violent and like try to pee on me or something. Especially if I was like, I wouldn't want to wake up to his face. Versus a Kevin Spacey. He's old. I can punch him in the face if he pisses me off.
I think I would go with R. Kelly.
You just want to be pissed on.
No, not even. Just because I know R. Kelly was girls. And Kevin Spacey for sure was dudes.
So, I wouldn't remember.
I wouldn't remember either, and I'd be sore. So I'm like, why am I sore?
That's okay. I've been sore before.
And why is it?
But I remembered.
I never forget. Never lost.
Kevin Spacey or R. Kelly? How'd you come up with those two?
If you had to do a slip, say you're at the very top of the hill, mm-hmm. and you're going down a slip and slide, would you rather that? The liquid on the slip and slide is cum, and you go into water, or it's water on the slide, but you go into shit.
The other way around.
Which one?
The first one, the cum to water. Because you're going into water and it's clean. I mean, it's contaminated with a little bit of cum, but there's more water versus you're going in straight shit. That's shit in your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your pee hole, your butt.
Why is it in your pee hole and butthole? What are you walking a gape? Legs spread out?
Well, I mean, you're going off a slide into a pool. Like, you're swimming in it.
It's okay. Yeah, I can see that.
And then you have to, like, swim through it to get out. So then you're moving. Yeah,
you're, like, covered in poop.
Yes, and then I'd rather, because then the other one, you still have water. Mm. What would you choose, sir? You want to be poop?
That's a good question.
But knowing you,
I was thinking like it's still water, but there's poop in it.
No,
not just straight poop. But I think that is bad too. Like, I'd rather not touch poop.
If I had to deal with body fluids of any, I'd rather deal with jizz than dysentery or
any body fluids.
Piss.
Even spit.
I'd rather deal with saliva. I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd pick saliva over jizz.
You already chose.
Dang it!
You already chose jizz over spit.
I already chose fucking penis saliva. that's a good
one. Yeah, I've been having to make these harder because Logan gave us some feedback. He was like, man, that Hulk Hogan one was pretty good. And then he said the parent one was pretty good
Oh, that was not a good one.
Yeah.
That was
not good. His words weren't good, but he was like, you're twisted.
Oh, yeah, we are.
So I've been having to go up more and more, get more. I can't. Yeah, I can't think of any other ones. Other hypotheticals that we're just like, would you like for the story? Like Betty White, would you sleep with her for the story? No, I would.
What story?
And then you tell all your friends like, hey, guess who I met last night?
Nah.
Betty White.
Okay, maybe. I have to really think about that one.
Who's someone that's like weird out there? That.
What about Cher?
Oh, Cher? No.
No,
she seemed too plasticky. Like a doll or something.
What about, what's her name? Who plays, in Avengers?
Whoa.
Who plays Black Widow?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson? Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. That's not, I would even do it for like 10% HIV.
I would do that for
99. Oh, wow, 99. Whoa, you would do 99% for her, but not for Natalie Portman? Oh, no. You said 75%.
Yep.
She said no already.
A chain for mine.
Wow. Scarlett Johansson. Okay. Scarlett Johansson on top. Bottom is Hulk Hogan.
Same ordeal.
Wow.
Hulk Hogan on top.
Wow.
Yeah, brother, you got that bottom half of Scarlett. Enjoy it, son.
I know I am enjoying it, brother.
He's just making his cum face, and I'm just like,
I'm enjoying it, brother. Good job, brother.
It's like whisper in my ear.
Tag me in, brother.
He's ripping his shirt the whole time.
Double team this, like, brother.
When we're done here, we'll go right around in my Thunderbolt. You remember that TV show?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Hulk Hogan. I can't believe you had a TV show.
Oh, how about, would you date Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman if they were, like, in a wheelchair like Christopher Reeves, where they couldn't control their bottom past the neck?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You had to take care of them?
Sure.
Oof. I don't know.
Hey, man. I've been taken care of many times, so, I mean, I understand that.
She was like, Rashad, you need to turn me out.
Hey, man, that might be my kink, okay?
That's what she used to talk.
Why do you think I like hanging out with Siri and Alexa so much? Those robotic voices. They're so soothing.
Rashad.
I'm like, hey, Siri, touch me there.
Rashad, been late.
I'm like, you need to repeat that. It's been late.
Been late.
She looks at me like, are you trolling? Yes, I'm trolling.
Yes, I am. You're not a robot. Why are you yes, I am trolling.
Wait, I have to match your accent.
I wonder if you would, because you know, sometimes when you're talking to people with accents, you start copying their accent. You're like, hello.
Oh, your friend's like, why do you talk like a robot? It's not my fault.
Oh,
error.
Yes. Oh yes, brother.
It makes me think of Grandma's Boy.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, shout out to that movie, Grandma's Boy.
That's Lightning Round.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
So, hypothetically.
Okay.
You have to choose one or the other. Mm. Who would you want your drug dealer to be? The guy from Grandma's Boy who's in the basement, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
The crazy Saul or whatever his name is, him? Or the guy from Pineapple Express?
Oh, Saul. For sure, that guy.
Yeah?
Pineapple Express.
Because he's so chill.
He seems chill and cool.
And you have to hang out with him every time you go by.
I think I can hang out. It was Seth Rogen, right?
Yeah, not Seth Rogen. It was the other one.
James Franco?
Yeah, James Franco. Yeah, we have long hair.
I know James Franco.
So James Franco.
Spring Break Forever.
Yeah, somebody asked me that the other day. Like, who would you choose as your drug dealer? And I was like, him, because he's Pineapple Express. He's been in Spider-Man. Like, yeah. I wouldn't choose the other guy just because he smoked with a monkey.
monkey hating?
No, just like they smoked the monkey and they were giving in the movie? They were in the basement smoking.
I haven't seen that movie like twice.
And all of a sudden there's that guy, he has that Ethiopian guy or whatever. They can't even speak English and they're getting high. I'm like, what is going on?
Okay, I have a couple of questions here. First off, would you rather have the ability to travel back in time as many times as you want, but only in 5-year increments, or have the ability to travel to the future with no memories of what happened while you were traveling, while you time skipped?
Okay, say the first one again.
You can travel back in time as many times as you want, but only in 5-year increments. So, like.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, those time skips, and I forget.
No, time skips, but you don't know what happened while you were gone. So, like, say we could travel, you could travel 5 years into the future, but you don't know of any decisions that you've made since then.
Yeah, I like the first one better. It's safer.
Going back in time.
Yeah, with the five increments, because when you put time travel, it's already wonky as it is and freaky and this and that. There's so many rules to it, and everyone has their theories on it. So I would say the safer bet would be the first one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because if I have to do that every time, I'd have to do research on myself, and then my potential research can be potentially me running into myself, and we don't want that to happen according to time travel. So
according to, yes.
So that's how I would see it, as for me being from how I see time travel. What would you do?
I think I would do that. Go back in time. I'd rather do that than go forward and like, maybe cool stuff happens, but you don't know of any of your decisions, so you could have done some weird stuff and messed up your future.
Yeah. I like time travel. Stuff's crazy.
Yes. And then speaking of time, next question. Would you rather die someday, so like normal, or live forever?
I think I'd want to die someday.
I think
just because I don't want to see everyone I love and know just die around me. It would suck. It'd be like depressed forever.
Yeah, I think I've thought about this question before. I would say live forever, or I would like the optimum choice for me would be like a mixture. Like I could live, but live longer than what is possible now.
I see what you're saying.
So like if we had like a 200 time limit or something, I would do that.
But that's forever, so it would be different. So you would see the entire, like, yeah, that would suck. You'd be immortal. I don't know if I'd want that. But it also changes things, like the fact that we know we are going to die changes. It makes that question harder because we all know we're gonna die.
Very true.
So it's like, what if we knew we didn't? That question would be different. Because I'm gonna be like, well, we don't know what death is versus we don't know what immortal.
Be the first person to ever die. Whoa, what's next?
Yeah. Oh, he's not coming back.
Because is he coming back? He's sleeping for a long time.
That guy's asleep. Yeah, what happened, man? When the first guy like died, like of a natural death.
Yeah.
Like, really, I wonder what happened.
Be like, whoa, what is this?
Man, what did he eat? He must be out. It was that Taco Bell. Yeah, so next lightning round question.
Next one. I switched it up and didn't get some would you rathers.
Ooh, I'm down for any type of questions.
These are existential questions. Really make you think.
Uh-oh, my brain.
Yeah. What makes you, you? Is it our mind or is it your body?
I would say my mind.
I would say that too.
Because my body just interprets things and sensations and feelings. And it sends those signals back to the brain so I can interpret it as what's going on. And that's me.
Very true.
That's how I feel about decisions. No, that's just. Yeah. But that mind body connection is also there. So that's hard to. That's hard to say.
And
what do you think?
I think it's mind as well.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, what makes me different than. I mean, there's definitely other people who do the same stuff that I do and they're the same. But it's how you think and perceive things.
Yep. Perception is everything.
Oh, here's one. Okay. Okay, we have another would you rather question here. Would you rather spend 5 years in prison for something you didn't do or 10 years for something you did?
10 years for something I did. Because if I'm going to spend time, it better be something I did. Otherwise, I'm going to be pissed. It's going to be harder to get that time over with because... If I did a crime and I'm paying for it, that's on my conscience. I could deal with it.
But if you didn't do it, you're in there for less time.
Yeah, but then I'm in there for something I didn't do. It's going to piss me the fuck off.
I think I would stay there for something I didn't do and just get buff, hang out with the cool gang, and work out and get buff.
Yeah, but it's like, it depends what type of prison you're going to. I guess that's my thought process. Like, what if it's like one of those, what if you're in isolation?
Oh,
I guess it doesn't say exactly where. So my thought process is it's gonna be like in a place where you don't want to be.
Oh, so it's like not a cool prison.
No,
like a Russian prison.
But then again, 10 years is a long time.
That is a long time. You would be versus 40 years old, dude.
Yeah, I'd be buff 40 years old. 40 would be like huge.
Huge.
All that freaking time in the freaking gym.
Yeah, man, and get free food. Yeah, I mean, not a bad deal.
I have an excuse not to vote.
Oh, yeah. If it's a felony, then you could never vote.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'd be like, well, yep. Don't have to take part in that crap.
That's the only reason you would go to jail. It's a non-vote.
Yeah, 10 years, bro. I'll take it.
Here's one that we always hear. Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good-looking?
Poor and good looking, because you could always make money. You can't people who do all these plastic surgery, age will always find its way to tell. I mean, yeah, you can have all that money and try to keep fixing it, but you're ugly.
you're ugly.
Just like if you sleep,
but you're rich. Yeah, that's true. If you're sleeping, you're sleeping.
What is your thoughts on that one?
I'd rather be rich and ugly. Because that's already what I am, baby.
Wow. Okay, okay. You win on that one.
It's because if you're poor and good looking, I'm looking at it like you're poor and good looking, you're just poor forever. But if you're rich and ugly, you can do whatever you want. You can buy a mansion, live there by yourself. That's cool.
That's a tough one.
Here's a tough one. Would you rather watch your parents have sex for the rest of your life or join in once and stop it?
Watch them for the rest of my life or join in. Oh, man.
Join in just once to stop it.
I'd watch. I'd rather just watch.
You're sick. Yes.
Would you rather? You want to join
no,
in?
No, I wouldn't.
You want a tag team?
I'm just messing with
you. You want a tag team? Wait, so... Man, what does that mean? How many times do I have to watch that? Anytime they... Oh, wow. No, what yeah. the...
Let's just say for this question, it's every day. Like you come home from work... And you can, that's the last thing you have to watch before you go to bed.
I mean, either way, you're scarred for life.
Oh, for sure.
I think some people... I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't think I want to think about this question anymore.
Yeah. Why would you do that to me? This is worse than Hulk Hogan.
So here's one. always pick up objects with your butt cheeks or drink... an enema every morning for breakfast.
Drink an enema? So that means I'm shitting myself later?
Yeah, at some unknown time. Usually they work pretty quick, so you're going to just have uncontrollable diarrhea.
Hey man, detox daily, I'm down.
I would do that too.
I mean, I'd have to stay stupid hydrated after and throughout the day because it's going to dehydrate me, but I would take that because, my butt cheeks... Ain't gonna pick up nothing. Sorry.
I was gonna say, I would hate to pick up stuff like, oh, I dropped my phone, and then I had to drop trow and pick up my phone with my ass.
Nah, man, just wear some leggings. You'll be good.
Even if you do that, just think about it. You're at the grocery store. I got to pick up these eggs.
I dropped my credit card. I gotta pick up something on the ground. I'm like, up your butt cheeks.
So we spread them.
You have to like put tape on your butt or something. Oh man, what?
Did you have any lightning round questions? Otherwise, I have one last one that'll make you think.
Go for it, and I'll see if I have any.
Okay.
All right, sir. So, would you rather live in Antarctica for a year or spend a year in the desert? I think I already know that one. We lived in the desert for most of our life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Like I live there, like I have an okay house and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Your life's perfectly fine, but you have to just choose one or the other. Mm. Cold all the time in Antarctica or spend a year in the desert.
I think a desert would be fine.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it gets hot, but it also gets really cold.
Yeah, I was going to say Antarctica, you would just be cold all the time.
Yeah. I think in a desert, I mean, like I said, we've dealt with that climate. Dry heat. A lot more tolerable than being cold all the time.
Yeah. Very true.
Would you rather rob a bank or steal a sports car?
Oh, I've always wanted to rob a bank. I would definitely do that. Well,
I will be your getaway driver down.
Yeah, your baby driver.
Oh, is that movie any good?
Oh, it's very good.
I haven't seen it.
What's his name? Yeah, Can't remember his name. Really? Edgar Wright, same guy that did Scott Pilgrim and Shaun of the Dead.
Would you rather be better looking in person or better looking in your photos?
Ooh, person.
Yeah, because you can have a thing called Photoshop.
Yes, filters all day, my dude.
Yes.
Nobody knows what I really look like. As far as they know, I'm a dancing hot dog.
This is true.
Oh, here's one. Okay. Would you have to tell all your neighbors that you're a sex offender or walk around with a vibrator up your ass forever?
Oh, that's how I'm a sex offender. High fives. High fives all around the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm a sex offender. High fives. High fives. High fives.
High fives. What neighborhood are you living in?
Neighborhood watch. I'm a sex offender. High five. High five. because I don't have anything vibrating in my buckle.
I think I would just, if that's what I had to choose, I would just sneak it in there like, oh, hey, isn't the weather real good? Yeah, it's been real cold. I'm a sex offender. Yeah, it's really... My sinuses are acting up.
But registering as a sex offender can mean you just flash someone.
True, but nobody really thinks about that. They're like, oh, he's a sex offender.
I was peeing behind a dumpster at a Taco Bell, and a cop saw my wiener out, and it's considered public indecency, and now I have to register as a sex offender. Boom.
Oh, wow. You really thought this through?
Yes. Yes. I did.
I think about robbing banks, and you think about getting your wiener looked at by police officers behind a Taco Bell.
Behind a Taco Bell.
Oh, it's always behind a Taco Bell.
Hey man, Taco Bell. Don't you just love that Taco Bell?
It's high.
Anybody know that movie? If anyone knows that movie, I will love you long time.
I don't even know what movie it is. So listeners, call in and leave us a message.
Yeah, leave us some messages on Anchor. Hit us up on Twitter. Shameless plugs at DreadFTW. His is...
Yeah, at Chris Estrada. But we also have a new one.
Oh, yeah. We have the actual podcast's Twitter, which is...
At,
what is it, Chris?
At Advice Average. Just try to confuse you guys by making it backwards.
Yeah.
We're great at marketing.
Yeah. Drop us some mentions.
Or ask us a question, too.
Yeah. Send us some feedback, anything. But, you got any more questions, sir?
I've got some. Well, I guess that's the end of the lightning round.